It's Monday, October 20th, and with your 8 a.m. news, I am Leonard Witbien. The Communications Regulatory Authority will launch its inaugural Tech Challenge today. CRAN's spokesperson Mufaro Nesongano says the initiative invites citizens aged 18 to 35 to submit innovative solutions in agri-tech, health tech, and the gig economy, aiming to drive digital inclusion, creativity, and youth empowerment.
A total of 100,000 Namibian dollars are for grabs, with the first place walking away with 50,000 Namibian dollars for supplies that will enable their business to go forward, as well as $30,000 for the second place and $20,000 for the third. But the real reward is the chance to turn your idea into something bigger through exposure, partnerships and support from ourselves, as well as our stakeholders. Through the CRAN Tech Challenge, we believe that we're going to inspire a new generation of innovators who shape Namibia's digital future.
Swakopmund has reported its first Mpox case confirmed by the Health and Social Services Ministry via social media. The patient remained stable in isolation at Swakopmund District Hospital, linked to a recent SADC region travel. The case meets WHO criteria for an outbreak. Authorities are tracing suspects, and the ministry advises the public to seek medical attention if experiencing fever, rash, or other Mpox symptoms. Preventative measures, including hygiene and avoiding close contact with suspected cases, are being underscored. In South Africa, AfriForum says President Cyril Ramaphosa admitted under oath that Sections 19, 2, 3 and 4 of the Expropriation Act are unconstitutional, allowing land expropriation before owners can challenge in court. AfriForum's chief executive, Kali Kriel, welcomes the admission, but says only Parliament can amend the law, calling for it to be declared unconstitutional or returned to Parliament. He adds that Ramaphosa should be held accountable for any economic fallout linked to the law.
We know that disrespect for property rights affects everyone negatively. We saw that in Zimbabwe, and that is why AfriForum, out of loyalty to the country as well as the people in the country, will continue to fight against this act.
Zimbabwe's ruling ZANU-PF party has proposed a constitutional amendment to extend President Emmerson Mnangagwa's term by 2 years, allowing him to remain in power until 2030, a move the opposition has denounced as unconstitutional, as per Reuters. The decision, endorsed at a party conference this past weekend, will lengthen the 83-year-old leader's second term, originally ending in 2028. The move comes amid growing internal strife within ZANU-PF, where Mnangagwa's rival, former Army General Constantino Chiwenga, faces allegations of treason. In international news, the Israeli military says a ceasefire in Gaza has resumed after an attack killed 2 Israeli soldiers, prompting airstrikes that Palestinians reportedly killed 26 people, as per Reuters. U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed the truce he brokered remains in place, though Hamas leadership may not have been involved in the violations. Aid into Gaza is set to resume following U.S. pressure, while Israel targeted Hamas positions, including commanders, gunmen, tunnels and weapons depots. Tensions remain high as both sides assess the impact of the recent escalation. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.